Job chapter 36, verse 22. God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Bible teachers are called and committed to teach and coach others. I never intended to grow up to become a Bible teacher. As a youngster, my parents made me get up early to go to Sunday school. Along the way, I met Jesus and became a believer at an early age. By the time I reached high school in the clean Fort Hood area, God sent a special Bible teacher that changed my life. Steve Durkee, who was in the Army, came and encouraged us, challenged us, inspired us, and taught us to listen for God's voice. He helped me to kindle a burning love for God in my life and a desire to seek his will. He made being a Christian fun. We made short films, learned how to witness to others, learned the books of the Bibles, went rock climbing, and more. I remember competing with others and memorizing 100 Bible verses from a Navigator's booklet he bought us. Because he was so dedicated, we could not help but to respond. Even today, I feel he was the best Bible teacher this side of heaven. After college, I searched and found a church home at Concord Church in Dallas, Texas, where I am still a member. After a year or two, my belated pastor's wife, Sister Bailey, pulled me aside one day at our old church building and told me she wanted me to attend the teacher's training class she was starting. To be honest, I had to struggle briefly with the decision because I had never intended to become a Bible teacher. Will this mean I have to stop partying on Friday and Saturday nights? What else would I have to give up? Besides, I would never be as good as Steve or Sister Bailey, any of the other great teachers that I'd had along the way. I then tried to pull a Moses and get someone else to fill my spot. However, my Aaron substitute ran the other way. After that, I just didn't have peace. As I listened to God, I knew he was calling me. Now, 30 plus years later, here am I. I count it a privilege and a high honor that he called me from my own wilderness to teach and reach others. In fact, this blog is another extension of his teaching outreach through shy, introverted, and sometimes reluctant Raymond. This series on Bible teachers is dedicated to those who have answered the call, those who are considering the call, and those who are avoiding the call to teach. The series will focus on called to use our gifts, chosen to teach the word, coaching to transform the word, and committed to stay with the call. If God has not called you to be a Bible teacher, it is best not to try to teach. However, remember that the Great Commission calls us to be messengers and ambassadors for Christ. We must each be able to communicate and share the basic message of the gospel. In these instances, in the classroom of life, we are teaching and sharing God by giving our personal testimony. Thus, we can teach and share what God has done in our home, school, and job in a one-on-one setting, even if he has not called us to be a Bible teacher in a more formal setting. In short, be ready and prepared for God to use us. A story is told of a little boy who one morning had arrived very early at school and waited patiently at the door. Next to arrive was a woman who was surprised that this youngster had arrived so early. "It's locked," the pupil said as the teacher tried the door. She began to fumble for her keys, and the pupil immediately brightened up. "You're a teacher," he said enthusiastically. "How did you know that?" she asked. The boy hesitated for a moment and then said with respect, "Ma'am, you have the key." As teachers, we have the key. If we use it correctly, God will open our eyes so that we can open the eyes of our students to the truth in his word. Teacher, use your key. Questions. Discover. A. Has God called you to be a Bible teacher? B. What has God called you to do for him? 2. Develop. A. When you attend a Bible class, do you go prepared having already read the lesson? If not, why not? If so, how does it help you? B. When you attend a Bible class, do you really participate or wait until called by the teacher? 3. Demonstrate. Contact a Bible teacher who has influenced you. Let them know how much you have been helped by their teaching and commitment. B, share or email me a 100-word testimony of how a Bible teacher has blessed you. I would like to post the top 5 or 6 on the blog with your permission. This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.